Hello and welcome to a recording. I know that may sound a little bit stupid, but that's what it is. It's a recording and welcome to it. You're now listening to the MPOW headset that I talked about a little while back, recording directly from my iPhone 8 and the included lightning adapter. This is one of those headsets that comes out to a 3.5mm TRRS, and so you can use it with the included USB converter, or you can plug it straight into your smartphone, tablet, or whatever happens to have a 3.5mm input, even a lot of computers. So this is what the headset sounds like by default, which to me is fairly good for a headset mic. Sounds a lot better than most I've heard, especially the Logitechs in the world. Not a fan of Logitech anything. Oh my goodness, not a fan. So, as I said, this is being made with the phone. Now I'm going to make another recording using the USB converter that this thing came with, plugged into my computer. One thing I will say is that my only real complaint about this headset, at least as far as the microphone is concerned, is that it doesn't come with a windscreen, so you do have to be a little bit careful about plosives. It's usually not a problem if you put the microphone a little bit off to the side, and it's a fairly short boom, so it's not going to be directly in front of your face. It's kind of off to the side, which, for this kind of thing, the microphone being at the very tip of the side, I guess, of the boom is really pretty well optimal placement anyway, but it is something to keep in mind. So now I'm going to do another recording using the USB converter. And this is a recording using the included USB codec thingy that it comes with under Windows 10. And by the way, the optimal gain setting seems to be about 74% on the Windows volume control, at least for my voice. It may be necessary to go under for some. But this seems to be pretty good. Windows comes up with 32% when you plug it in, which I think is just way too low. Unless you're using something like dear old Skype, which, as we all know, likes to jack up your gains and screw things up. In which case, it probably doesn't matter, because it's going to do what it does. By the way, I hate Skype. This USB converter isn't terribly noisy, and the crosstalk is minimal. It does exist. In other words, when you play something back, at a reasonable volume, I'm just going to make my speech talk. Just reading the meters, it's coming in at minus 65. Minus 55. Not sure if you can hear that. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. That's my speech talking. Maybe you could hear that way in the background. If I turn it up a lot, in other words, to a point where it's actually pretty painful to listen to because it's so loud, you can hear it. So, yeah, that makes it a lot clearer. You can definitely hear the crosstalk at that point. But to be fair, that's pretty painful. So, if you're using this for both playback and recording, just be careful. I didn't expect there not to be any crosstalk. It is, after all, a 3.5mm TRRS converter, and there's just about no way you can't have crosstalk. It's just a matter of how good the ratio is. So, you know, that could be a little better, but considering the price, it's still not too bad.